Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat datang di Developer Muslim Podcast episode 17 untuk tanggal 15 September 2017 bersama saya Adinda Praditya. Apa kabar semuanya? Mudah-mudahan baik, sehat, lancar, aman, tentram. Iya, episode kali ini mungkin nggak banyak yang gue share soalnya weekend dan banyak deadline yang pengen gue kerjain. Jadi gue cuman pengen nge-share satu episode dari podcast yang biasa gue dengerin. Habis itu gue ngebacain e-book harian yang gratis dari packpub.com. Ya, jadi yang pertama itu episode di Code Newbie Podcast. Gue dengerin ini udah lumayan lama, hostnya keren banget, namanya Sharon Yid Barak. Jadi dia itu awalnya backgroundnya bukan dari developer, bukan dari computer science. Kalau nggak salah ingat dia itu dokter atau sastra Inggris. Habis itu wah, perjalanannya cukup ini banget deh, cukup hebat. Dia belajar, habis itu belajar Ruby, sempat ke apa, sempat dikenal di kalangan Ruby developer, sering ngasih apa, ngasih talk ke di conference-conference macam-macam, terus dia jadi hebat. Habis itu dia keterima di Microsoft, terus habis itu dia karena terinspirasi dengan apa, dengan pengalaman dia belajar coding dan nggak terlalu apa, belum ada apa ya, belum ada sesuatu yang bikin nyaman bagi orang yang baru kayak dia untuk belajar coding gitu. Jadi dia bikin segala upaya, bikin podcast, bikin macam-macam, bikin conference sendiri untuk ngebantu orang-orang yang baru pengen belajar programming gitu, pengen jadi developer. Dan ya sepanjang ininya benar-benar kalau lo ngikutin, lo cari aja ininya apa, nama dia benar-benar luar biasa banget nih orang. Ya itu Code Newbie Podcast. Nah barusan gue lari sambil dengerin ini episode kelima dari season pertama. Jadi tanggal 13 September September 2017 ya, baru pekan ini masih ya. Jadi dia apa, habis itu gue dengerin itu mantep banget episodenya ya. Gue sangat 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 menyarankan lo dengerin Code Newbie Podcast. Oke, meskipun namanya Code Newbie itu kadang-kadang benar-benar apa, yang bukan pemula juga ngerasain manfaatnya. Bagaimana jadi apa? Gimana kayak jadi pemula, terus pikiran-pikiran apa yang ada di pemula itu kadang-kadang bisa menjadi inspirasi, bisa jadi apa ya? Apa ya? Mengembangkan pikiran kita dan pikiran apa, pola pikir kita kalau misalnya lagi belajar coding gitu. Karena pandangan itu nggak jauh beda gitu, dan ibaratnya kayak kita ngomong sama anak kecil yang baru tahu. Jadi anak kecil kan nggak tahu apa ya, nggak ada batasan-batasan mana boleh, ini boleh, ini biasanya nggak bagus, ini biasanya ini. Jadi dengan itu pertanyaan-pertanyaannya tuh luar biasa. Kalau misalnya kita apa, berhubungan misalnya entah itu dalam desain atau entah dalam itu coding, itu bermanfaat banget gitu. Jadi gue dengerin Code Newbie dari awal episode. Kalau bisa, kalau lo tertarik dengan episode yang nanti gue mau share ini, gue saranin lo dengerin itu deh, maraton deh, serius itu bagus banget, bagus bagus. Mungkin kedepannya ada beberapa episode yang pengen gue share yang mungkin setidaknya lo juga harus dengerin. Kisah-kisah, wah, kisah-kisah pemula, kode Code newbie yang baru apa? Baru pindah atau banting setir gitu dan lain-lain. Ya, itu dia. Oke, gue bisa ngomong sampai bermenit-menit untuk muja-muji code newbie. Jadi langsung aja ya. Ini gue kasih klip berikut. Gue potong dari episode-nya supaya lo bisa tahu kira-kira gambarannya sebagaimana gitu. Jadi gue kasih dua klip berikut ini tentang episode kelima dari season pertama Code Newbie Podcast.
And today we're talking about learning and working with React. A few years ago, I met a woman at a tech event, and later on we got coffee. She was working on a project.
I was attempting to build a startup called Hashtags.
That's Kim Goldberg.
I'm a designer, self-taught developer, and chronic creator.
And she was a lot like me. She had a full-time job and a side gig, and she's always had a side gig. She's built award-winning apps, produced art shows, even had a line of t-shirts. But her latest gig.
So the project is No Questions Asked. It is a challenge where you get one new place to go a week for 6 weeks.
Meant that she had to learn React, build a mobile app, and launch it to hundreds of beta users all in a matter of weeks while still working her regular full-time job. She gave herself about a month to learn the framework and start building. She used video tutorials.
And as soon as I opened up that first video, I was like, WTF, I'm not sure what's going on right now.
But she figured it out and got it done. Today, we look at how she did it, the ups and downs of learning a new framework on a deadline, there were a lot of downs, and if you're wondering what the big deal is and why React has taken over in a lot of ways, we've got a special new segment for you. It's called The Coding Corner, where Flatiron School's Joe Burgess breaks down a technical topic, and for this episode, he takes on a really popular feature of React, the virtual DOM, after this.
Gimana? Keren banget, kan? Jauh banget kualitasnya dari banyak sisi. Ya, berikut nanti gue kasih sedikit lanjutan background dari tamunya, yaitu Kim Goldburn. Bagaimana backgroundnya, dia tadinya kerja apa, terus sebelum React Native itu seperti apa, dan lain-lain. Oke, ini dia lanjutannya.
But you're not just a designer, you are an award-winning designer.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did win a Webby this year.
That's right. And you thought I was going to let that go, but I didn't. I was ready. I was ready for it. Okay, so we are here to talk about React and React Native, because this is a very popular thing that a lot of folks are learning and a lot of code newbies are learning because they feel like these are two very important frameworks that they should understand and that'll help them get a job. And you recently learned both of these. Is that right?
Yep.
So first of all, let's talk about the difference, because I kind of thought it was just all one big thing, but they're actually two different things. Can you tell us the difference between React and React Native?
Yeah, so React is more for web apps, whereas React Native is to build mobile apps. And that's the simplest difference,
okay.
Really.
Yeah, I was going to say nice and simple. And they're both JavaScript frameworks.
Yes, exactly.
So how good do you have to be at JavaScript in order for these two things to make any sense?
So I think an intermediate knowledge of JavaScript is enough to get you started. But when you're actually coding in React, it's JavaScript, but there's still so many semantics that are just so different in React and things that you kind of have to relearn a little bit. So just having the basics of JavaScript and just what that looks like in syntax is helpful. And then it's kind of like React is its own world.
So what prompted you to learn these frameworks?
So, as you know, I worked on a project recently called No Questions Asked, which is a challenge where you get one new experience a week for 6 weeks, and that's delivered via a mobile app. So I usually build mobile apps with PhoneGap. I've done that once before, but I know that the shortcomings with PhoneGap is it doesn't translate to more native code, like more like Objective-C or Swift code. So I really wanted to try out React Native, which bridges the gap a little bit closer to that. And I just so happened to start learning React first, which, you know, a lot of people ask, do you have to know React before you need to learn React Native? But that's mm-hmm. not necessarily the case, because it's still completely different. Either one you start with will be fine. But yeah, so that's the reason why I decided to learn both of them.
So I feel like there are so many different, JavaScript frameworks available that you could learn. Why React and React Native?
Okay, so React Native is definitely only if you're trying to build a mobile application and you don't know like the native iOS language, which is Objective-C or Swift, or you don't know Java, which is for Android apps. Not really sure what's for Windows apps, but...
Sorry.
So that's the reasoning for React Native. For React, it's typically used, I think, for more real-time applications because you're able to create those like single-page applications that you would use, let's say, Angular, which is another JavaScript framework, or Ember for. So React is sort of like the older kid on the campus, I would say, or the more mature kid on the campus, just in terms of like how everything is structured and sort of following this like idea of object-oriented programming and stuff like that.
So how was your experience? Well, actually, before we talk about your experience, tell us what you were doing before you learned React and React Native. What were you coding in? What were the frameworks you were comfortable with? What was your background?
Sure. So I started my journey in PHP. Then when I entered the workforce, I started learning Ruby on Rails, which I realized was better than PHP at some point. Well, depending on what you're doing.
No judgment.
JavaScript-wise, I learned Angular. I've touched Ember a little bit, but not enough to like code an entire application. But so I'm familiar with just like the idea of a JavaScript framework for like single page apps. And then, of course, your typical HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
Luar biasa. Ya udah, lo jangan buang-buang waktu lagi. Udah stop podcast gue sekarang, dengerin episode 5 dari season pertama Code Newbie Podcast, How to Learn React and React Native on a Deadline. Catatan tambahan sebelum gue masuk ngebacain e-book gratis dari Pactup, yaitu makanya lo lihat sendiri kan, lo dengar sendiri kan, gimana podcast Code Newbie itu. Jadi gue pengen sedikit cerita di sini bahwa cobalah kalau lo belum dengerin podcast, cobalah lo cari podcast yang baik buat lo untuk ngisi waktu lo sambil nyapu, sambil goreng pisang, sambil ngapain kek. Jadi tetap lo tuh tetap tetap dengerin informasi yang benar-benar berharga gitu loh. Kalau gue udah nggak dengerin radio udah dari kapan tahu deh. Kalau radionya nggak bermanfaat atau cuma musik doang, yang kita sekarang udah bisa apa namanya, yang nggak terbatas sama apa yang dikasih dari radio itu gitu. Ya mendingan kan dengerin yang semuanya tuh bermanfaat buat apa yang lo kerjain, buat dunia lo. Kalau dunia lo mengenai marketing, cari podcast mengenai marketing. Kalau mengenai developer, apa, nggak harus menjelasin coding atau teknis, tapi pengalaman dan lain-lain itu bisa di-share melalui audio. Jadi gue memanfaatkan momen ini untuk menyarankan, menyemarakan agar orang-orang Indonesia banyak lagi yang dengerin podcast, yang pada akhirnya juga bikin podcast sebaik podcast di luar negeri. Jadi semakin banyak orang Indonesia yang bisa merasakan manfaatnya. Dan gue bikin podcast dalam bahasa Indonesia supaya orang-orang yang mungkin masih kurang cepat dengerin pakai bahasa Inggris atau mungkin ada macam-macam lah alasannya ya. Jadi supaya masyarakat Indonesia secara luas itu dapat informasi yang sama dan punya peluang yang sama gitu. Ya lagi-lagi ini menyangkut dengan misi gue, makanya gue sempet-sempetin untuk bikin episode setiap hari ngoceh, walaupun kadang-kadang malu-maluin, walaupun kualitasnya sangat jelek, dan di setiap akhir episode gue selalu bilang dan sekaligus nantang ke para pendengar untuk bikin podcast yang jauh lebih baik daripada gue, bikin podcast yang profesional. Emosional banget nih sekarang gue. Ya itulah, sebelum gue masuk ke bacain e-book harian dari Packpub. Oke, sekarang saatnya ngebacain e-book gratis yang dikasih sama packpub.com. E-book gratis ini berlaku sampai terakhir gue ngecek, sekarang sih gue ngecek 18 jam lagi. Setelah itu buku ini udah nggak berlaku lagi, nggak gratis lagi. Oke, sekarang judulnya untuk hari ini tanggal 16 September 2017, judulnya adalah Linux Networking Cookbook. Over 40 recipes to help you set up and configure Linux networks. Move beyond the basics of how Linux machine works and gain a better understanding of Linux networks and their configuration. Impress your peers by setting up and configuring a Linux server and its various network elements like a pro. This is a hands-on solution guide to building, maintaining, and securing a network using Linux. Ya, itu dia ya, Linux Networking Cookbook. Kalau lo backend developer atau DevOps, definitely lo harus punya buku ini, apalagi ini cuman resep aja gitu ya, cuman tips-tips gitu yang dikumpulin jadi buku. Gue personally, secara pribadi, gue pengen gue download ini. Karena bagus. Gue rekomendasiin buat lo yang DevOps atau backend untuk belajar ini. Walaupun sekarang udah Docker ataupun yang lain, bisa aja ini buku ini bermanfaat buat lo. Oke, itu aja untuk episode kali ini. Mudah-mudahan lo suka, mudah-mudahan bermanfaat. Kalau ada saran, pertanyaan, atau tanggapan, silakan mention gue di Twitter @devmuslimid. DevMuslimid, atau kalau lo pakai Anchor itu mungkin lebih baik lagi, cari aja nama gue Adinda Praditya, AdindaPraditya. URL-nya anchor.fm/devmuslimid, anchor.fm/devmuslimid. Oke, sampai episode berikutnya. Seperti biasa, kalau menurut lo podcast gue ini jelek atau lo ngerasa lo bisa bikin yang lebih bagus atau ngerasa dia aja bisa apalagi gue juga harus bisa, gue saranin untuk bikin aja podcast sendiri yang menurut lo lebih keren, atau lo mau bahas yang lain bisa juga. Gue pakai Anchor selama ini, gue suka banget, komunitasnya oke. Jadi pakai aja Anchor, silakan ke anchor.fm, anchor.fm. Lo bisa daftar atau install aplikasinya, ada di iOS atau Google Play Store. Mudah-mudahan begitu lo install atau lo coba, lo bakal suka. Makasih banyak, sampai jumpa di episode berikutnya. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.